I'm the best rapper to ever do it, all in the nude, bitch. True chips, bout to pull shit, I really do this. Best rapper to do it all in the nude, bitch. Chew chips by the pool shit, I really do this. News clip, say I'm finna blow like a kazoo tip. Banjo kablew it, two sips of the blue shit, never lose it. Loose lips sink a cruise ship. Few kids actually knew this, know this. I'm not a nudist, but you're foolish if you're feudist. With me like a family dog, check out my family. Channeling the damned in me, Adam's family. Sour Patch Kids, Harmony Corinne. Do this shit in perfect harmony when I'm above the rim. Slam dunk alley-oop, hanging in the alley, dude. Opening the ziplock, that's the shit that I'll gladly do. If I have a few nuggets that I can pass to you. Like a happy meal, I get rappy real quickly when I'm snacking. Steal my idea swiftly, stroll mile on my mobile during a show while hoes wild out like I do at my home style. On an island, God can see me smiling, but only God can judge me in my khakis in Hawaiian. Hot box, hot pockets, Tupac was awesome. Life stops, wife swap, meet me on Slauson. Meet me when I'm bossing. Matter of fact, meet me when I'm flossing. Slim thug, quick tug, skinny mint, drawstring. Peppermint patty, mayonnaise, I'm on my dog shit. I mean my dog shit, funny shit on my thug shit. $100 bills like Borden, I'm on my Rob shit.
Shout outs to rapper Borden. $100 bills.
$100
bills. $100 bills. $100 bills. $100 bills.
$100 bills.
$100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills. $100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills.
Check it. $200 bills, I'm too chill, I'm too real. Does that mean I'm trill? No, that's true and real. I'm really chill, so my homies say I'm truly trill. And when it comes to drugs, I'll take the blue pill. No Neo, sipping on a citron. Slicing the chorizo up quick and in the kitchen. Slipping up, never occasionally I'm spilling. Chilling like a fridge where the juice gets spilled in. Leftover chili, call it soup for the children. Leftover chilies, baby backs like a ribbon. Finish line, foot lock up in stripe pimping. Olympics, Barkley, Jordan, and Scottie Pippen. Pippi long stockings poking out under pinched in. Rolled up cups that stay under an inch thick. Like a homestyle biscuit, fresh out the oven, tell the kids come and get it. $100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills.
Good morning, sweetheart. This is Mick Jagger, and you are listening to Subworld Radio. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 10:30 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. Oh yeah, baby.
Sup, world?
What's up, greater What's population up? Of Vancouver?
Hey, guys. Yeah, no, not anywhere near I lived is this station really coming clear. Shouldn't be saying that on the air. Anyway.
Small percentile of Vancouver.
Hey. On the show today is Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
A.K.A. Thomas Barnett. Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
No one would have known. That would have been my biggest celeb yet.
That'd you be cool. Might know me from such movies as Pinocchio, yep. Where I played a real boy. Yeah. That was an excellent movie.
That was and then also a world-class film.
One of my favorites, I was a college student, and I played Santa Claus.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. Impressive lineup.
Wait, also, I'm very known for being a handyman's son.
In my favorite TV show.
With a quirky sense of humor.
Cool. Actually, that show didn't suck. It was great. Thanks for coming.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Hey, what are you going to play for us today?
Well, I think I'm going to start off my hot Vancouver tracks with the local boy.
What did you call it? Jamcouver?
Jamcouver, cool. The Jamcouver playlist.
Totally coming at you cool. Live
from CITR 101.9.
Subworld Lounge, back from hiatus.
Straight up.
Oh, I should also say that that was James and Chris's tracks. Thin Gaze and Young Braised, who played the Subworld huge party last night. Total rager.
I have a brief anecdote actually about
Good. I was hoping you'd bring prepared anecdotes.
So I was talking to James, aka Young Braised, last night after the show, and I asked him how he got the name Young Braised.
Good. I've always wondered that.
Okay. Well, this is gonna be a hot anecdote.
Wow. Here we go.
He was with his roommate in Victoria, I guess, and they were talking about food, and his roommate told him about this one specialty item, which was a young braised pigeon. Thanks to complete serendipity, actually, the day before, I was watching Anthony Bourdain's No Reservations, the Egypt episode, and he went to Egypt, and it was a big thing. He didn't see the pyramids. He talked about that a lot, but that's besides the point.
Right, sorry.
Anyways, so he was sampling the local cuisine, and one of the biggest delicacies that they have in Egypt is young braised
duffed pigeon. God. What a trip.
That's
life?
There you go.
That was a good anecdote. I learned a lot.
Hey, I'm JTT, you know?
JTT, what's up?
What's up? Anyways.
All right, Mac DeMarco.
Mac DeMarco. So Mac DeMarco is local boy.
Total local
Vancouver
boy.
Jammer. Yeah. / rock and roller. Yeah. / epic shredder. You may know him from such projects as Makeout Videotape.
Walter Television. That's not really... Anyway.
Yeah, I guess they kind of
it's the same thing.
Anyways, Mac went solo and enjoyed some success under the moniker.
Still enjoying some success.
He's still enjoying major success. He's signed on to the Captured Tracks record label.
Cool.
He's going to be doing a big tour with Phoenix, which is pretty impressive.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah. He came out with his second 12-inch record under Mac DeMarco. So on the track today, we're going to be playing Ode to Viceroy.
Yeah.
And
yes.
this is a special song for me. I recently quit smoking.
Ooh, this is a big deal.
Which is a big deal.
Do you smoke e-cigs now?
No, I should get into
it. You should totally get into it.
I actually had one of them at a short zoo shop the other day.
And they're
great.
It was
super clean.
Yeah.
It's good.
And you get like bubblegum flavor.
Yeah.
Someone's calling. That's why it's a strobe light.
Okay. That's confusing. Yeah. Ode to e-cigs.
One sec.
Anyways, how about without further ado?
Yeah, totally. You can hit play on that. Yeah. There.
Here it is, guys. Ode to Viceroy. Mac DeMarco.
Bye. Thank you.
What's up, y'all? That was Mac DeMarco, Ode to Viceroy.
Yeah.
Along with some saucy licks.
Totally saucy licks.
Hope you enjoyed that, guys.
Hey, guys. Hope you liked it.
So, next on the playlist, I'm going to play a song by Alex Calder, who, if you're really down with the Mac, you know, played with him.
Down back, with the Mac.
Back in a makeout videotape. Anyways, Alex Calder is off doing big things on his own, too. Big things popping. He actually got signed to Captured Tracks recently, too.
Everyone's getting signed to Captured Tracks. It's I want to get signed to Captured Tracks.
It's where all the coolest bands go, actually.
So yeah, it's actually true.
His project is called College Party, and I'm going to play a little ditty that
what's it about?
To as soaking. Ooh. I imagine it's about soaking.
Or at a college party.
Soaking at a college party. Smoking Viceroy's.
Yeah. Whoa. You brought it all back.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's what I want to do after this. Soaking in a hot tub.
And then,
college party.
Yeah, we're at the right place. We should go to the frat later. I bet that's what they're doing right now.
Oh, don't mean to get me
smoking cloves, probably.
Super cut.
Yeah. Cool.
Anyways, this one is called Smoking. I mean, Soaking. Freudian slip right there. This one's dedicated to all the smokers turned soakers on CITR.
Whoa.
101.9 FM.
Cool.
Sunday, January 27th, Fortune Sound Club and Psychic Pornography present XXYYXX with guests Cyril Hahn, Camdales, Headspace, and Klein. Tickets are already sold out, but there will be a limited amount released at the door. Sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
Are you going to that cool show?
Yeah, I am, actually.
You are? I am, too.
Twinsies. I got Cyril Hahn.
Oh, cool.
And I'm excited
cool.
to see this XXYYXX.
You won't believe dude. How young he is. That's what everyone's saying.
Dude, like 15 or 16 or 17 from Chicago.
Yeah. I think he's 17 from Florida.
17 from Florida. What a jerk. Why do you have to be talented at that age?
Like, he must have, like, rich parents, though. Because, like, how does he afford all that gear at 17 and then be also good at it?
Do you know what I was doing at 17?
No, I was doing nothing.
I was doing high school. Which I did, like, really well at, by the way.
Yeah, seem like you did good in high school.
Played chess, lunch hours. No, I'm just kidding. I played pickup basketball. I was, like, gaming cool. So hard.
Total jock.
Watched N1 mixtapes. You know what I mean.
Right. So. Okay.
Anyways.
Anyway, yeah, that's this Sunday.
Sunday, yeah. It's gonna be a great show, guys. You should
no.
head out. If you had the fortune to get one of the tickets that were Hello. Limited wow. and are sold out.
Fortune, that was on purpose?
No. Was it?
But I was asking.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was on purpose. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
I got the smooth lexicon.
Yeah, just totally smooth lexicon.
Straight verbal flow.
You should rap later.
Should I?
No.
That's pretty crazy for a first experience.
You should play Cyril Hahn and then rap over it.
Okay.
That'd be totally cool.
Well, I have done that to this song.
Oh, well, then you're already.
Anyway, without further ado, guys.
Right.
Live 101.9 CITR-FM. This is Cyril Hahn remix of Say My Name by Destiny's Child.
You're playing something on your iPod right now, so it's just
coming at you live.
Okay, it's like it now. That's totally live. Is this Destiny's Child?
Yeah, it's remix? It's a remix.
Holy shit. Destiny's? Okay, good, because I'm playing Beyonce later. Enjoy, bye.
Thank you.
Yo, guys, if
Boy,
you like
what's up?
Chill music, chill vibes.
Whoa, I like chill music and chill vibes.
Allie, maybe I'll see you Sunday at the big show.
Oh, at the big show. Oh my god, you will see me there.
Oh my god, that's gonna be really cool.
It's gonna be really cool.
It's gonna be sweet because I saw you at the big party.
The huge party the other night.
At Lucky's, I was off the chain.
Like crazy, out of control, it was chaos.
I was like standing there, and then I was like standing there again.
And then like later, you're standing like a different spot.
You don't know, bro. You don't know.
Totally sober.
Anyways, what should we play for you next? I got a semi-infamous Jam Cover playlist in front of me on my iPod.
That's true, Jam Cover.
I don't know if it's like pretty infamous. There's like 10 people, like 12 actually, that have heard this thing.
Wow.
Yeah, cool. It's pretty.
Wow. That's pretty neat. Cool. I was thinking that I was going to play my two songs of the evening, which I was going to play last night. Lucky's Comics.
That's pretty chill.
Are you okay with that? You look like you're not really okay
with
that.
No, I'm chill.
Okay, well.
I'm chill vibes.
Well, I just thought, like, you just played the Destiny's Child thing, so I was going to segue into playing Beyonce.
Who shows this?
Mine, so I'm going to play it.
Sweet.
great. So, last night I had this huge playlist of all 90s R&B females plus modern Beyonce and Solange, but I couldn't play it because it didn't work.
Oh, have you, speaking of Solange, have you heard, was it the Blood Orange and the Solange, like the Solange remix?
No.
Okay, well, I'll find that song, I'll play that later on, because Blood Orange is like, amazing. Amazing. Actually, interesting anecdote about Blood Orange, Devontae
Hines. Do tell.
The guy, he actually has a neurological condition known as synesthesia, if you're familiar with that.
I'm
it's
not.
Where your sensory perceptors are actually sort of mixed up. So you can, like, see music or hear colors or that sort of thing. So that really adds an interesting dynamic to his music. But anyways. Yeah.
I would imagine. Back to you. If it didn't, you know, that
yes,
would be
great
it.
Movies. Anyways, check it out. Go, Allie.
Right. So this is also for my friend Emma, who is coming. And I'm going to cough 1 second. I'm dying.
Guess Hyundai. Well, bless you, girl. Bless you. Black lung pops, black lung.
Oh, Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. 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 Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
I was a prisoner. I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul. And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
Oh my god, I'm so embarrassed.
Damn, cocaine is a motherfucker.
Yeah, it totally is, right? Shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do cocaine.
The white dragon.
Beware. Dragon sounds cool, though.
Beware the white.
That makes me, like, want to do it.
What's like a lame animal?
It's white.
Beware a white, hairless cat.
But they're like, okay.
Let's just play some more music.
All right. Oh, I guess I should finish my shout-out to my friend who's listening from Toronto right now. And before I had to leave because I was coughing, and then the song played really quietly, then really loud, and then... Anyway, that was my friend Emma. And we're going to do an all Beyonce show mid-February.
Oh,
pretty exciting. Featuring remixes.
Featuring
also Beyonce, also Destiny's Child.
Sounds pretty gold.
Yeah, it's totally gold. Gold Dragon.
Do you want to play my song next?
It's all you. You're playing your song.
Okay, beauty. All right, so this next song, before I was like chatting a little bit about Devonte Hines from Blood Orange.
Right,
and
I'm kidding.
This one
right
is
now.
From his debut album called Setfin Boulevard. This is Blood Orange. Coming to you live.
You cue that a bit too. Yeah, okay, I can do it. It's fine.
I just like saying live.
Yeah. Ooh, cool video too.
Yeah.
What's up, world?
What's up?
If you have access to this site called YouTube, I suggest that you... www.youtube.com. You should really search Blood Orange, Sefton Boulevard, and watch the video, because it is
cool. Amazeballs. Totally. It's That's good. The exact word I would have used to describe it, if I didn't say cool.
Totes, my goats. All right, Al, you want to play?
Oh, right, it's all me.
Check it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I do.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Oh, my God.
Coming at you live. FM.
Yeah.
JTT, Ally McBeal.
JTT and Ally McBeal. Cool. That show rules.
I'm a real boy. I'm just going back to my...
Oh, that was back to yours. I was like, I don't know the reference.
You should check my IMDb. I got an updated picture on there.
Whoa, so, can I see it?
A little bit older, but I retained my boyish good looks.
Yeah, totally. Dreamy.
So, I like to stay out of the spotlight, and I'm actually really good friends with Macaulay Culkin now.
Wow, are you really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
We're starting a band.
Called?
And, well, we actually haven't thought of a name yet, because like, we want to be more abstract.
Totally, and we, like, yeah. Want people don't to, conform like, to, like,
when
labels,
people, like,
you know?
See us, we want them to, like, form their own opinions based on their previous experience, which, like, a different
right.
show
for every
each
time
person.
For each person.
So we want to be like the most like versatile act in American rock music.
North American
rock music.
Right. So no name.
No names. Actually, and competing with us like on our like our in our, you know, untitled music, audio, visual stimuli project.
Right.
Is actually Frankie Muniz.
Dude, no way.
Yeah, he has a band called Kingsfoil. And it, well,
wait, not, is this real?
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter. He has a great Twitter account, actually. Okay.
But it got too sad.
If everyone's on Twitter, these are the people that you should be following. Lindsay Lohan.
Great, that one's great.
Lindsay Lohan fan fiction, best website, like best of all time.
Okay.
Frankie Muniz, because there you can get like the update, up-to-date, band dates for a show at
oh my
Kingsfoil.
God he tours
like he's this
Holy
like this
shit.
Former tween international spy of mystery agent Cody Banks
agent CB.
He is also a race car driver now.
What?
He is the drummer for like this hot rock band Kingsfoil.
His stock really only went up from being in gifted school.
Yeah, he's straight up.
That was not my gifted school experience. I am not a race car driver now, am I?
Can't all be race car drivers. Yep. Some of us have to, you know, TTB, take care of business.
Oh,
give her.
JTTCB.
All right, back to you.
Oh, right. I was still excited about who you had on your top Twitter followers, but I guess I could play a song. I'm going to play No Scrubs by TLC. Which you should listen to the XXYYXX remix of, because it's sweet.
Check it.
Yeah, totally check it. Bye.
If I were a boy, even just for a day, I'd roll out of bed in the morning and throw on what I wanted and go. Drink beer with the guys and chase after girls. I kick it with who I wanted and I never get confronted for it, 'cause they stick up for me. If I were, turn off my phone, tell everyone it's broken so they think that I was sleeping alone. I put myself first and make the rules as I go. She'd be faithful, waiting for me to come home, to come home. If I were a boy, I think I could understand.
What's up?
What's up, world?
Where that was get... like an on-the-fly decision to play that.
Yeah, we had a
we had situation. A nice visitor.
Yeah, we did.
So, hi, Val. Lovely to meet you.
What's up? What's up, Val?
This one's for you.
Yeah, anyways, we're gonna go back here to Jamcouver. I want to dedicate this one to a special bro of mine. This goes out to big Kyle CR from my project, Soft Serve.
Kyle. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You should plug that later, or do you want to do that right now?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, plug it out. Up, in?
Yeah, plug it. Plug it in.
Plug it in,
though. We'll be the plug to your socket.
Oh, that's horrible.
We actually have our first show coming up March 9th at the Nines, which is the converted gallery space right across from Tinseltown.
It's the one with the cat on it, right?
Yeah, word. It is that one.
Yeah, word.
Word. Straight up.
Word.
Cool. Anyways, we're playing with Vancouver heavy hitters Watermelon,
mm-hmm.
and then also Crystal Dorval from White Poppy. It's going to be...
What a dream.
It's going to be dream gaze, chill vibes.
Is that what you describe your band as? Chill vibe, saucy licks, dream vibes?
Saucy licks, dream pop.
Oh, dream, sorry.
Dream gaze, beach waves.
Cool.
Yeah. So this is me, Dave Fernig, and Kyle CR. March 9th, breakout
March
show.
March 9th,
Watermelon.
Everyone be there.
And White Poppy, come check it out at the Nines.
And you play drums.
Yeah, I play drums.
You play the drums.
Drums.
Just like Phil Collins.
Just like Phil
Foreshadowing.
Collins.
Foreshadowing.
Yeah, that is a foreshadow.
Foreshadowing.
Potential great music happening for you guys later on.
And a fun fact about Phil Collins.
May or may not be Phil Collins or Phil Collins' Genesis era. Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyways, Kyle, this one's for you. This is Casey Reeves by the Courtneys. Coming at you live.
Coming at you live.
We'll be right back.
What's up, world? Once again, that was the Courtneys. That was Casey Reeves.
Keanu Reeves. Fun fact about Keanu Reeves, his parents used to live around the corner from me in Toronto.
Oh my god, that's pretty amazing.
Totally cool, right?
That's pretty sweet. All right, next next on the Jerry Cooper playlist, I don't know if I can follow that sweet little factoid, but I'm going to try it here with my own little factoid. I'm going to play a song called How I Came by Watermelon, which comes off the split 7-inch with My Friend Wallace and Watermelon. So here's the interesting fact.
Okay, here we go.
So this 7-inch release party was at Glen 360. Rest in peace, Glen 360.
R.I.P.
We all miss you so much. You miss your cigarettes and your party fiends and your 6 a.m. mornings.
Yeah.
Miss that shit. Anyways, so My Friend Wallace is also with Crystal Dorville.
Mm-hmm.
And also the other side, of course, is Watermelon playing How I Came.
Right.
And then, so that 7-inch release was at Glen 360. Glen 360's final show,
Hello.
White Poppy, with Crystal Dorville, of also My Friend Wallace, played.
And Watermelon.
Oh my god.
OMG.
My minds are blown right now. Anyways, How I Came, dedicated to my boy, Dave DVD. This is for you, buddy. How I Came. Here it is.
Coming at you live.
CITR. What's up, world? That was Watermelon, How I Came. Hope you all liked that. So next on the Jam Cooper playlist, I think I'm going to play some New Sensei. Here's a pretty... No, well, it's not really a fact. It's just sort of happening. I ran into Andrea of New Sensei at Valley Village, and I was going to be like, I really like your band, but I didn't say that because it's just sort of, I don't know, how do you do that?
Yeah, that's a weird social thing. That all bands want to hear is that you like their band, and then you tell them you like their band, and they think you're weird.
Oh, no, I did it from the guy from Mormon Crosses.
I do it all the time. I do it constantly.
Well, I've seen him in Valley Village, like, 8 times. It would have been, like, awkward if I didn't say anything, so I finally just, like, said...
He knew you liked his band. He knew you weren't saying anything.
Hey, man, I really like your band. You're really cool.
Was he like, hey, thanks?
Yeah, he was. And then I was like, hey, don't you have a show coming up next week? And he was like, no, we don't. And I was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure you do. And... He was like, maybe we do, but I totally don't know what you're talking about. And it turns out it's a completely different band. So, yeah, there you go.
That's embarrassing.
Anyways, this is New Sensei. This is Swim off their last 12-inch Sundowning. Hope you all like it. Jamcouver, 2012.
2012?
What's up, world? That was New Sensei, Swim. Coming off that sweet little Jamcouver track, I'm going to play some White Lung. This is Take the Mirror. Also, what, Mish Wei from White Lung is also doing Here big goes. Things these days.
Yeah, totally.
She's a writer for Vice.
Yeah.
She has, what's like a weekly column that she has there?
Yeah, she's, it's called, I'm not going to try. Continue.
Delicious with Mish.
Yeah.
Delish
with Mish.
That's
yeah.
it. And she's also a music writer for the Georgia Strait now. She's on permanent staff there or something?
I don't know. She's doing great things though.
Yeah, and her band is also rocking. I got the 12-inch of Sorry, which is one of my favorite albums.
It's a really nice album cover too.
Hashtag 2012.
Hashtag.
Hashtag. Anyways, without further ado, this is Take the Mirror with by White Lung. Coming at your live.
Coming at your live.
Here it is. What's up, world? That was White Lung, Take the Mirror. Coming at you next, live from the CITR little booth over here, having to play Vancouver punk band described as heartfelt.
By who?
I don't know, some music blogger or something.
Cool.
Discorder or something?
Maybe.
I don't know. But these guys just came out with a great album, Believe in Ourselves, which you should definitely pick up. It's in tape form at Zoo Shop and other record stores. I'm not sure if it's completely sold out yet, but it probably will be because they rock. Anyways, this one is for Heather Black. Here you go.
Here you go.
We'll be right back.
Hey. We were just talking about Daniel Cazzetta. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Dan, you're a rad dude. It was really
Dan's
nice.
Dan's the raddest. Why are you with Daniel? How do you know Daniel?
Well, we had just, like, done some recording on a 4-track for Soft Serve, and Dave knows Dan.
Did he record it?
No, it wasn't. Like, we recorded it, like, at Glenn, just, like, on a 4-track tape.
Right.
And then Dan Cazzetta, like, has, like, it's like, I don't know, it's
his
not a
garage?
Shed. Yeah, it's a garage.
Garage bedroom studio?
It's amazing because it's like, I don't know, big ceilings, built-in speakers into all the
walls. Yeah, it's sweet, and
has
a really nice TV.
The best equipment ever, has like a full-on drum set back there. So while we were waiting for it to upload, I guess, to like a digital form or whatever, we like had like a little impromptu jam where we covered Black Flag's 6-pack.
Whoa.
Which was a lot of fun.
Totally cool. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, Dan. So that's pretty cool, dude. Anyways, this next song is by a rad band that some of my friends are in called Spider Legs.
Cool.
This one goes out to Jordan Wilson, the guitar shredder frontman for Spider Legs. Maybe you've seen them at Richie Boo's epic apartment rooftop show this summer.
Certainly sure I saw them there.
Where they had cool visuals.
Oh my god, were you at that too?
Super
Whoa,
mix,
crazy.
Pretty amazing. Anyways, check it out. Here it is. Sophia, Spider Legs. Yeah.
Thank you. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Sup?
What's up, world?
Sup, world?
So we actually just got some breaking news
totally,
live from Sophie
totally
Sweetman
breaking.
From Watermelon. So, so Sofstra's breakout show is actually Friday, March 8th.
Whoops.
At the Nines. So it's Soft Serve, Spider Legs, Watermelon, and White Poppy. So
whoa, I didn't know Spider Legs was playing the show.
Yeah, they are.
Did you just find out now too? Oh, you forgot to mention it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just found out.
Like, it's like, it's the nerves of being on air. It's like, this is really intense.
I know, I drank all your tea too.
I know, you don't really know it.
Yeah.
Until you're here, and then you don't have tea, and it's just crazy.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
So anyways, Friday, March 8th, that's the last one to say at Soft Serve. Spider Legs.
Friday, March 8th. Spider Legs.
Watermelon.
White
Poppy.
White Poppy. Soft Serve. The Nines.
Anyways, Ali, you have some stuff you want to play now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yep. I was just going to play it because you'd never heard them before. And then, because...
Don't say that on air. That's kind of embarrassing. I want to be like known as like a fountain
of
music knowledge.
Of music knowledge.
Just like, I don't know, regurgitating music everywhere.
So, yeah, just... Parfin
so, by the
music.
Way, I've heard this band. Like, I saw them.
Sorry, I think that you were actually an original member in this band like 4 years ago before they came out with the song, actually. And I think you wrote it, and then they pretended
was at,
it was
like,
theirs.
I was like a gallery loft show, and it was like
yeah.
And two other people, and they played. And they only
oh,
played,
I only
like,
heard about that.
That was like the first time they've ever played, and it was just like
that was great. In Seattle, right?
Yeah,
like just outside Seattle, not like city center.
We all went out for Screamers, and they paid for mine.
Whoa, actually. You got Screamers with them?
Yeah.
You were even able to find Screamers?
I got Blue Raspberry.
Dude, that's the best one.
So yeah, I know this band.
Oh yeah, you're actually like really good friends with Tense. Them. Anyway, I knew that you liked Naomi Punk, so...
Oh, thank God. Why didn't we play Naomi Punk? We gotta play Naomi Punk.
Because I'm playing this.
Okay.
This is like, I'm not gonna play Naomi Punk, so I'm gonna play
okay,
this.
Everyone, go home, look for Naomi Punk, whatever. They just got sent to Capture Tracks to you. Do it.
Capture Tracks. I was gonna bring it up when you were talking about Capture Tracks, and I forgot. Anyway, this band is called Nightbeats, mm-hmm. and they're also from Seattle, and they're just as good as Naomi Punk.
Cool.
Yeah.
Check it.
Oh, also, tying back to what you played, White Lung, first time I saw them was with Ice Age. Ice Age is coming up. They're playing in March. Everyone go to that. Also in March is Nightbeats with Growlers.
Yeah, I'll be there. You can meet the man behind the silky voice.
All right. Oh, God. Anyway, this song is called Puppet on a String, and it's by Seattle's Nightbeats.
I need a visa.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, y'all? We're rapidly running out of time, so we're going to have to try.
Rapidly.
Yeah, we have to get two more tracks in here for all you traffic.
And I have
jammers.
A really fun fact about Phil Collins that I also need to talk about.
Okay, I'll let you choose that in just a sec.
I'm not going to do it now.
Let's finish with Phil Collins. Hey?
Come on.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, next is a hot track. It's called Africa. It's by Walter TV. Those guys have been like a Vancouver staple for years until they moved to Montreal. And now Pierce and Joe are playing in Mac DeMarco's backup band. So we have like basically every
You've
single
really
project
covered.
that Mac DeMarco has ever been to ever. Anyways, without further ado, this is Africa
Their
by Watcher TV.
Hey, what's your Twitter?
What's my Twitter? That's funny you should ask that, because it's Tom. If you want to hear anything about Lindsay Lohan fan fiction, Frankie Muniz, or...
You could follow them, not you.
Definitely, you should follow this random guy, Tom. That's T-O-M-T-H-O-M-T-O-M-T-O-M. No relation to myself, of course, Jonathan Taylor
No,
Thomas.
No. You're Jonathan Taylor Thomas. It's not good
clearly,
to
see. Clearly. Anyways, I think we're going to
It's all been leading up to this,
Finish off the show tonight with... the culmination of all that foreshadowing and all this great
all those
music.
Hints.
This is Phil Collins' Easy Lover. Do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, actually, while perusing his Wikipedia page earlier, I learned that the popular motion picture, Balto.
Oh, the dog one.
Yeah, the husky. That's like my favorite one.
Dogs.
I know, I really like dogs too. Oh. Especially huskies. Oh. Anyway.
I just watched White Fang like last week.
White Fang is a classic.
It is good. And then I watched Homeward Bound.
Have you read White Fang?
Yeah, clearly. Because the movie, based on the book by Jack London.
Yeah.
And the Disney movie in 1991 or 93, it is, has elements of the short story Buck by Jack London, but also White Fang. So there's an interesting fact. I really like dogs.
Whoa, you love dog literature.
Okay, anyways.
That's a great book. Anyway. He voiced the characters for Muck and Luck. Cool. That's all.
Anyway,
I thought it was... never mind.
No, it's good, because we got on the dog bit.
Yeah, and then
I won't talk about dogs. Anyways, here's Phil Collins' Easy Lover.
On Soft World.